You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all time, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear something I preached a week ago at the church that I pastor. That church is Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. Also, we meet Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 for Bible study. We are about to start Acts chapter 2 this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Love to see you. Wednesday at 6, Acts chapter 2. In the meantime, we're looking here today at one of the greatest revelations the Lord's ever given me, and it's entitled The Mystery of Iniquity. Some translations say the mystery of lawlessness. You look around, you see lawlessness all around in the government, all around us, lawlessness. Some people are just out and out lawless. People in authority are lawless. So what gives? This mystery, well, first I'll read the verse to you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now restrains, or he who now letteth, will let until he be taken out of the way." That word "let" means to restrain. Someone's restraining this lawlessness, this iniquity from totally taking over. But the revelation that the Lord gave me is this is an evil spirit infecting people, Christians as well as non-Christians. This is what we're going to look at. How can you tell you or someone you know has been infected with the spirit of iniquity? That's what we're looking at here this week on WGOD Radio. Here's part one.
You know, everybody loves a good mystery. Right? Last week we looked at one of the mysteries on this list of mysteries. By the way, this would make a great sermon series, wouldn't it? The mysteries of the kingdom. You see them all here on the handout? We've got the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Number one on this list. Matthew 13:11. The Lord Jesus said, "For you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." Number two was the mystery of His will, Ephesians 1:9. That is reconciling the world through Christ. Number three, the mystery of Christ, which was the Gentiles were included in God's plan and joint heirs with Christ. Number four was the mystery of the gospel, Ephesians 6:19, which Paul said was unknown to other generations. Number five, the mystery of the faith. That is, some are saved, some are not. Some are elect, and some are not. Number six is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16. If you got a good Bible, that is, it says God was manifest in the flesh, justified by the angels. Or justified by, seen by angels, justified by the Spirit, preached on in the world, received up into glory. The mystery of the seven stars, Revelation 1:20. which was Christ's involvement in the church, was more than anybody realized. The mystery of the seven stars is that Jesus, the Spirit of God, is right here with us today. You just don't see him. Number 8 was the mystery of the woman, Revelation 17, 7, which I will say is still unknown to this day. Number 9, the mystery of Israel's blindness and the fullness of the Gentiles. Sound familiar to anybody? Right? Last Sunday, had these chairs up here. The mystery to me was, not everyone's going to get into heaven that wants to get in. This was the mystery. That on the outside of heaven, there's a sign that says maximum capacity. And there's a number known only to God. Well, we're getting really close to the last seat being taken in the house of God. And once that last seat is taken, the door is shut. And then you begin to stand and knock at that door and say, Lord, Lord, open. And he'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I advise you, make sure that he knows you before you walk out the door today. Because you don't know if you're going to make it home today. You don't know what crazy Muslim is going to come in the door today to try to kill you. You just never know. The Lord might come back before the end of this sermon. You just don't know. Is your name in the book? Now today we're going to look at this last mystery on this list. Number 10 would be the mystery of iniquity. Now from time to time in this mystery, I'm going to call this the mystery of iniquity, which is how the King James has it, or the mystery of lawlessness. The Greek word is anomos. Nomos is the word for law. Funny enough, as I research on this word, it doesn't mean without law. It means you're not regarding the law. And it doesn't mean man's law. It means you're not regarding God's law. Anomos. N-O-M-O-S. With an A in front of it. A in front of anything. Once again, as I did last week, here's a few definitions of mystery. A mystery does not lie in the obscurity of a thing, but in its secrecy. Psst, want to know a secret? Right? Paul says, behold, I tell you a secret, a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the last trump. Also, a truth which without special revelation would be unknown. Regarding today's sermon, I have, for over 10 years, sought the meaning of this, which today, having that prayer answered, I'm going to share it with you today, what this means. If you would please turn with me, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Let me read it first out of the King James. It says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now let me read it out of the New King James. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, a little modern understanding of that word let, is to restrain. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And I read this in the New King James so that mystery number one doesn't happen to you, which we looked at. What's mystery number one? It's those who hear the word and do not understand it, and Satan comes and snatches away the word sown in your heart, and then you're on the outside looking in. We don't want to let that happen to you, so it's my job to explain the text to you. The word picture here is of a great wall or barrier holding back, like Hoover Dam. Can you picture this? Now, today I want to talk to you about this mystery of iniquity. What in the world is that? Listen to what the Holy Spirit says. It says, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. What does he mean by that? It's already at work. Like yeast working its way through a batch of dough, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. You see, yeast or leaven is that mystery ingredient that makes dough rise when you make bread. And the thing is with leaven is all you need is just a little bit. All you need is a little. So picture that, if you will. The mystery of lawlessness or mystery of iniquity, like leaven, it's working its way through the hearts and souls of people doing what it does best. The mystery of iniquity has a specific purpose in mind. It is designed to lead you away from Jesus Christ and to lead non-believers from eternal life, which he offers to everyone. And the Lord has shown me what this mystery of lawlessness is, like I said before, after much prayer. About 10 years worth. Sometimes these things don't come easy. You got to be persistent. You ready for this? The mystery of lawlessness is a spirit. It's a satanic spirit. The mystery of lawlessness is a subtle, quiet spirit that works in people like yeast to carry out its goal towards Christians and non-Christians alike. Now, regarding Christians, now hear me, to lead you away from Jesus Christ and from out of his sheepfold back into the world with everyone else. This spirit that Paul says is already at work is designed to lead you out of the sheepfold, out there into the world, along with everyone else, to make you ineffective for Jesus Christ and useless in the kingdom. Quiet. It's never done with trumpets and cymbals. It's quiet. The mystery of lawlessness or iniquity is never bold. And before you know it, the leaven of the spirit of this lawlessness has totally permeated your spirit, and a person is infected. Infected with a virus. Church, think spiritual here, okay? Like all of these other mysteries are spiritual, so is this one. I mean, we just looked at one. Mystery number one, that people don't understand the Bible. It says Satan immediately comes and snatches away the word that was sown in their heart. Can you see that? No, you can't see that. Do you see the devil sitting here?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I love to hear the voice of God.